You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Wednesday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to jumping action at Wincanton and races on the level at Wolverhampton and Kempton on this edition of the podcast. We've also got Banger to come on Wednesday afternoon and you'll hear every race live on the William Hill Racing Radio Service with Sean Quinn, John Babb and Ollie Pimrott in the studio. But ahead of all the action, joining myself, Sam Norris, to look ahead to four races is Ross Briley. How are you, Ross?
I'm very well, Sam. I'm very well.
Pleasure to have you back on the podcast.
That's a lie. I don't believe you for a second. I can see it in your eyes. That's just something you say to everyone.
You always bring something unique to the podcast. something that no one else can bring.
Well, what's that? Can you describe that in a word?
No.
No.
That's the word.
I bring no to the podcast. Yeah.
Let's have a quick spin through the news first of all, Ross, because it's Willie Mullins' annual sort of pre-festival press conference over the last couple of days, which obviously got a lot of people talking. Two big points to take out of it for me, Ross. One of them probably less big. It's been anticipated for a while now that Annie Power will be heading to the Champion Hurdle.
Yep.
And Willie Mullins he hasn't outright confirmed it because that isn't his way at all, but he certainly said it's increasingly likely that will now be her target. Would you be more inclined now to... Would that fill you with confidence if you were an Annie Power fan?
Would it fill me with confidence
that she'll definitely go there?
I think it's more than likely, yeah. But you're right. There's still a potential for a last minute curveball. But yeah, I don't know. It's like I said, it would be nice if he came out and said 100%.
Yes.
This is the aim. This is what we're going for. And then her already short price would no doubt collapse. But he's not quite said that, and as you said, he is a well, and rightly so. That you set yourself up for a fall to an extent.
Hmm.
If you're so convinced of things, if you're 100% certainty, this is definitely happening. However, in this case, it's a bit late to be. If they don't know by now, they've got to know by now, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that frustrates a lot of people is that they think that Willie Mullins has known the targets for a long time and probably does know, but doesn't give us that information.
Yeah, possibly.
As you said,
yeah.
There, he surely got it in his mind by now, unless he's really winging everything.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's a tough one because it depends whether anything's changed in terms of. Obviously, with a 4-year injury, whether that had to change any Power's regime or because I can't imagine it would do really, unless they were going to turn up at the mayor sort of 90%.
Yeah,
which would seem a bit silly, really. So I can't imagine anything particularly changed apart from the target. Nothing's changed by the day-to-day training regime or the timings in terms of what
yes.
they have to do with her and when. So yeah, it would be nice if it came out, but I just think that they've put themselves in this position now, and I can't see them not going through with it, really.
Okay. Any concerns with the trip for you, Annie Power? Any
no,
issues
not
there?
At all, no, really not. She's got more than enough of a cruising speed to be getting involved with that. Yeah, that wouldn't worry me at all.
Okay. Remains the 13-8 favourite with us here then for the Champion Hurdle. Another big story that's come out of it for me, Ross, is Black Hercules' whereabouts for the festival. Long been touted for the National Hunt chase, but now Willie Mullins pondering a tilt at the JLT. He's still favourite for the National Hunt chase with us here at William Hill at 9-2. 12-1 for the JLT.
Well, again, I suppose this is the kind of thing that comes through time and other horses' performances. And in particular, I would imagine Shane's Hill's performance at Doncaster being maybe below par. Maybe they're thinking, actually, is he the right horse for this race? And obviously the JLT is a better race to be winning than 4 miler. So if you think you've got a better proposition, then I don't see any particular problem with switching it. It's a bit, you know, it's a fair old difference in terms of what you can expect from the race. But the 4 miler's offered these days is won by classier types anyway. So it's not the slog that the name necessarily implies. But yeah, and Black Hercules is a pretty classy type. Although again, he's coming off the back of that four last time out. So, yeah, be interesting. Interesting to see if this has come, as I said, from that performance the other day. Maybe thinking that a drop back in trip might well benefit him. But it's interesting to get. But it just remains to be seen why this is about money. Unless you really have a strong opinion, it's probably worth just waiting till all the cards have been shuffled.
Yeah. Probably a wise move. Other than that, not too much has come out of that. We know Jackadam now is back on course for the Gold Cup, which will fill anti-post Jackadam backers with it'll alleviate some of their fears, because it did look a little bit touch and go at one point.
Yeah, and it's still a bit touch and go, just coming off the back of, again, coming off the back of a fall, essentially one of, if not the worst performance of his career. Yes. It couldn't have gone much worse for him, really. Even a bit below par, you think, well, there's probably something to work on. But a four, it's such a huge, like a black hole, a question mark in the form book. So, and especially when you've got a couple of other William Mullins horses with real strong claims to the race as well. So I think he's still under a bit of a cloud, but the fact that he's going to turn up at least gets the chance to prove himself.
Yes.
So that is a sigh of relief. Your money's not down the drain yet.
Yes.
It might be eventually. And you're not in as good a position as you were beforehand.
Yeah, indeed. Away from the festival then, Ross, Ryan Moore is looking to head to Maidan pretty soon after a fairly successful stint in Hong Kong for the world's leading jockey. Have you been keeping up with the action from the UAE, Ross?
Yeah, Maidan, yeah, yeah. Mm. It's just starting to really, obviously, pick up now over the next couple of weeks. And why wouldn't he go there?
Exactly, yeah.
So he's obviously going to have some really nice rides to get involved in. In particular, Euro Charlene. I was just looking at Euro Charlene earlier because there's a horse who actually runs at Wolverhampton this afternoon, okay, who got beat by Euro Charlene off a mark of 69 in a handicap, before which Euro Charlene won by 10 lengths, then finished second in a Group 3, and then eventually went on to win a Group 1. And I was going, oh yeah, Euro Charlene, that's a nice little form line for you. And she'll be turning up on Thursday at Maidan. She's a really nice type for Marco Botti, so a couple of decent bookings for her, for Ryan Moore on her, again, more star quality and a taster of what is to come as we enter March.
Absolutely,
spring
yeah.
is almost here.
It is indeed, Ross. 1st of March today, of course. It's getting slightly nicer outside. It was a little bit warmer today.
Yeah, I mean, it was raining, but it felt like a spring shower. It's fit spring showers, isn't it?
Indeed.
So that's it's definitely not a winter shower today. So that it actually cheered me up bizarrely. I was like, oh, it's raining, but it's that kind of, oh, it's April showers kind of rain.
I know what you mean.
So
I know what you mean.
Happy with that.
Indeed. Let's move on now then, Ross, to take a look at some of the action on Wednesday. We've got two from Wincanton, one from Wolverhampton, and one from Kempton Park to come. But we start with these Wincanton races, national hunt fixtures there. Of course, we begin with their 2:45, a 2.5 mile handicap chase for us here. 8 runners line up for it. Anyone leaping off the page?
Not exactly leaping, no. Leaping's half the problem for these. But I imagine this might well be a last chance saloon for Le Vatican backers. And I would give her one more chance after a few expensive runs recently. She's been sent off favoured a couple of times since joining from France, and she's yet to put the race to bed. But they've been in very strong races: Kempton, Cheltenham, Newbury, Ascot, Class 2s and Class 3s, and running to very consistent marks. This is also a pretty good race, admittedly, and there are horses who could give her something to think about, in particular Quiet by Chance, who's in great form, as is every horse in his stable pretty much. And also Victor Tuzan, who's been hitting the frame and might still have more to come over this trip for Venetia Williams. But with the tongue tie and the blinkers on, I think that might well bring about a little bit of improvement for David Pipe's charge, and those blinds might well focus the attentions of Le Vatican.
Okay, Ross's choice then in the 2:45 Levatican for David Pipe and Tom Scudamore. We stay at Wincanton then for the second race on today's podcast. This is the 3:55 handicap hurdle here over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. Again, 8 runners line up for this one. Who have you picked out here?
I like the top one, Bim Bam Boom, for Harry Fry, who is lightly raced. Former bumper former and was beaten out of sight on his only one and only start in the junior bumper, but hurdling has been much better. 128, when I first looked, looked a little harsh, but when you get closer into the form, he's been mixing it with rock-solid 130, 133, 135 performers. So I would definitely think that that is a workable mark for Bim Bam Boom. He looked likely to win last time out at Taunton in heavy ground, but just got outstayed by Miles to Milan from Philip Hobbs's stable. I think there's a bit more to come. I think he travelled very well. He's still got plenty of learning to do. I think he's got a couple of dangers. Tagrita really bounced back to form last time out and seems to have really liked this track. And Eminent Poet, who wasn't so good last time out, but that was in a rather competitive race over at Huntingdon. This is a little bit easier, but I'll stick with Bim Bam Boom.
Ross taking the top weight then in that 3:55 in the shape of Bim Bam Boom at Wincanton. We go to Wolverhampton now for action on their Tapita. This is the 4:40, an extended mile handicap for us here with 11 runners down to go to post. A couple here bringing winning form into the race as well, Ross.
Yeah, competitive race. Jack of Diamonds loves this track. Should be of interest as well. Auspicion coming off the back of a bit of a break for Tom Tate now has joined from William Haggis, also of interest. And I'm going to go with another one with a similar profile in the shape of Beautiful Stranger. I think it's getting to the time of the year where the horses who've had the winter breaks are coming back and their form is a little bit stronger. If they're fresh and ready, they're big dangers. And Beautiful Stranger has okay all-weather form, better turf form, but he's off a nice mark on the all-weather of 71. Ended last season in good form with wins at Ponty and a good third at Beverley. And I think that one's of interest down at the bottom of the weights there. Southern Storm's the one to beat on the Polytrack form, though, after that win at Kempton last time out, albeit she didn't beat a great deal.
Beautiful Stranger then, the choice. We go on to Kempton's 7:15 now. This is a filly's handicap over 7 furlongs. 8 runners line up for this Class 3. Talk us through this bunch, Ross.
Yeah, again, another good race. 7 furlongs is the distance and pretty strong 7 furlong form for a lot of them, but it's hard to get away from Mystical Sapphire, who was third to Mesmar last time out. Loves this track, likes a good strong pace, which he should get here. Russian Radiance is a danger, obviously in very good form, and just a little bit unlucky last time out to get beaten by Subtle Knife. I think she will turn the form around. And Primrose Valley is the other one, who's back up to 7 furlongs. Most of her form comes over sprint trips, but she is still relatively unexposed over this this distance, so she's got a chance as well. But Mystical Sapphire stands out quite strongly.
Okay, Mystical Sapphire in that one. Just please give us a quick summary then of your 4 picks for the racing on Wednesday, Ross.
Yeah, over at Wincanton we'll go for Levatican in the 2:45 and Bim Bam Boom in the 3:55. Wolverhampton will go for Beautiful Stranger in the 4:40, and 7:15 at Kempton it's Mystical Sapphire.
Thank you very much to Ross Briley then for providing his thoughts ahead of Wednesday's action. I hope you enjoy it on Wednesday, Ross. And remember, you can hear every race live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. with Sean Quinn, John Babb and Ollie Pimlott in the Racing Radio studio. We've got Bangor, Wincanton, Wolverhampton and Kempton covered in full. So make sure you join us for all of that. You've been listening to the Daily Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.